Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Steve is back from vacation tomorrow. Dr. Jack is here from IVMeChicago.com. If you're watching online, Andy and I are getting IVs right now.
Yep.
Andy was sick. I just want to get hydrated because of our next guest. One of the greatest events on the planet happens right here in Chicago, and I'm so bummed that I didn't come up with this idea. So upset. But I love our next guest, so I'm happy he came up with it. Bacon Fest happens in Chicago on April 5th and 6th. Please welcome the man that came up with this, Seth Zerzer. It's great to have you in studio. Good to see you, man.
Pete, it's a pleasure to be here, and I thank you for allowing me to come on and tell the people about how best to get dehydrated, which is at Bacon Fest on April 5th and 6th.
People should get into the business together. You know,
I know. Well, I was one.
Come on over.
You know, I thought there's maybe an opportunity for a VIP IV lounge at Bacon Fest. You come in, lose, you get salted up.
Yes, you get salted up.
You recover with an IV bag.
This is a great picture we're going to post because we've got Dr. Jack with the IVs by him and you have bacon by you.
It's like the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Yeah, it's from Animal House. First of all, how many years has it been for Bacon Fest?
Bacon Fest is coming up on our 11th annual event, and we started... Wow. Real small. We were a little 100 people, 10 chefs.
Talk about that, the first year.
The first year, we didn't know anything about anything. We kind of just went to Paul Kahn, who's this great Chicago chef, has the Publican and Blackbird.
Sure.
And said, hey, can we do an event in your dining room between lunch and dinner service some Saturday where we'll just get some bacon, we'll get some chefs, we'll get some beer, and just do a little VIP bacon cook-off. And he's like, sure, whatever. So we went in there and we did this event. It sold out. And then every year since then, it's just sort of grown every year as Chicago's appetite for bacon has increased.
So you start between lunch and dinner at a small venue. Where are you now?
We're now at the UIC Forum, which is a meeting space. We do it over 2 days, three sessions, about 4,000, 4,500 ticketed guests. We get Newski's Applewood Smoked Meats to ship in 4 tons of bacon
Newski's
to the 150 different restaurants.
Unbelievable bacon.
Delicious.
Yes. Yeah. I married a Wisconsin girl, so I know all about Newski's.
That's right. It's like it's better than IV fluids for your energy.
It really
it's
is.
Delicious.
Yes.
So yeah, and we found that chefs in Chicago just love working with bacon, and eaters in Chicago love trying out all these wild and crazy different concoctions that they come up with. And it's been a fun ride. Bacon has been very good to me, Pete.
Just saying Bacon Fest makes everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's true.
It does.
It's like magic.
I mean, you got a surgeon next to you and he couldn't be happier eating bacon right now. Right now.
Squeezing the IV bag,
right.
Forget about bacon donuts.
Yes.
It's delightful.
What kind of bacon is this?
So I stopped by Jam Restaurant in Logan Square.
Okay.
Have you ever been there? It's a great brunch place. It's on Kedzie, just north of Diversey. And they made us a couple different things. They made us some donuts.
Oh,
everybody
awesome.
Loves bacon in a donut, but they do real fancy stuff.
Okay, so explain the donut with the bacon inside.
This donut is made with bacon persimmon jam inside.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
They sort of made That's a good. Jam out of bacon with fruit.
Andy was
and then,
eating like he was going to the electric chair.
Was
yeah,
coming.
Well,
yeah.
Get hungry, you know.
Oh,
radio is
yeah.
hungry work. And then there's a bacon bourbon washed maple glaze on top. So you get the bacon in the glaze, you get the bacon in the filling, you get a little bit of jowl bacon on the side just for a little extra bite, and it's delicious. You can get that at Jam today, I think, if you go in. And they also sent us a BLT, and they make their own lamb bacon, so they take lamb bellies.
So is that what I'm eating right now, is the lamb bacon?
The sandwich is lamb bacon. It's interesting how different it is, because it's got a very distinctive lamby flavor and interesting fat, but they make a tomato confit, because it's the middle of winter, there's no good tomatoes to be had. Make lamb bacon, a little lettuce on bread with a little mayo.
God,
delicious.
It's so good.
Yeah, so that's Jam Restaurants. They've been at Bacon Fest for a few years now. Chef Ian Nelson helped us out this morning, waking up early to make some donuts.
Well,
for us.
Tell them thank you.
Yeah,
thank
really
you
good.
Very much.
Yeah.
Bacon for Bacon Fest, I mean, bacon's in everything.
Correct.
You see so many different types of foods, and I think you're challenging chefs now, after the 11th year, to come up with creative ideas. Am I right?
It's true. But, you know, the nice thing about Chicago chefs is there's a nearly bottomless font of creativity that they draw from, and bacon is such an inspiring ingredient that they come up with new stuff every year. I'm surprised somebody thinks thinks of a brand new way to use bacon that I never heard of before.
What's the craziest you've seen over the years?
There was a super interesting kind of bacon Rice Krispie treat with caramel and caramelized bacon, candied bacon on
what's
top.
What's not to love about that?
XO Marshmallow made last year. We get different kinds of bacon ramen in. One guy made bacon ramen noodles with bacon fat infused ramen dough, noodle dough. Like hand-cut noodles.
Oh, my God. Wow. Does that sound great?
And then my favorite that I like to talk about is this guy, Pat Sheeran, who's now chef at City Mouse. When he used to work at Signature Room, made a dish
that
was a slab of bacon that he used the outside of the bacon as a sausage casing. And on the inside, he put in ground-up bacon, and he braised it in maple gas streak, so it got like nice and unctuous and soft, and sliced it thin. And they took some pancake batter and whipped it up with some bacon fat, so it was like pancake bacon foam on top.
Do you see how happy Seth is talking about bacon?
I get excited about it. I get excited about
it. Well, you had a normal job 11 years ago, right?
I was just a mild-mannered travel agent when my business partners called me and said, hey, we have an idea. The Burning Man of Bacon. What do you think?
You know, we're talking about today's New Year's Day, taking a leap of faith, and Andy talked about career changes. Mm-hmm. He's got some friends that are thinking about making career changes.
Yeah.
You did it 11 years ago.
I did it. I sort of...
Tell me about that first step.
Well, it was 11:30 at night when he called me. So first I rolled over and went back to sleep. And then the next morning, in the cold light of day, I said, okay, Burning Man of Bacon. Is this a good idea? Does it have bacon?
Burning Man.
Check.
Yes.
Do people like bacon?
Check.
Is this Chicago, the pork butcher to the world? Check.
Yes.
So we knew it was a good idea, so we went out, and it was a different time. We started our Twitter feed. We started to get to know chefs online.
Right.
And we started to talk about... Basically, we sort of fantasized about everything we could imagine that a bacon fest would be, and then picked and chose the things.
When did you have that moment, though? You kept your job.
When did you have that moment
when you quit?
I quit the day that we put tickets on sale. I think it was in 2013.
Okay.
And I was at my day job. At that point, I was an industrial supply website developer, and I was not thinking much about industrial supplies. I was just sitting at my desk thinking, oh, man, I got to get these. I got to respond to emails about ticket purchases. I got to get up on Twitter and Facebook and tell the people about Bacon Fest. And I was like, I can't do all this at once. I have to give bacon the attention it deserves. And that's when I knew that Bacon Fest was going to be my full-time occupation.
You are nuts.
Excellent choice.
You are just crazy. What is the website where people can check out Bacon Fest?
Yeah, it's baconfestchicago.com. And New Year's Day today, this is the last day you're going to have the opportunity to get discounted early bird tickets to Bacon Fest. So those are $65 gets you access to Bacon Fest. You get all the bacon you can eat from all the chefs. You get drinks, cocktails made with bacon and made to taste good with bacon. You get a beautiful Bacon Fest tote bag. You get the ineffable sense of bacon community that you can only get at Bacon Fest. Plus,
bacon
and
then, bonding.
But wait, Pete, there's more. You also
Seth.
Get the good feeling of supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
Which is, I'm so glad you partnered with them.
Yeah, they're
it's
an
a great organization.
Organization.
We've worked with them for years. They're good people.
Yeah, we love them. And we've given them more than $400,000 since we started.
Mm. That's impressive.
That's awesome.
They're nearly $500,000.
I mean, say that again. $400,000.
Yeah. So, yeah, every year we make a donation out of the proceeds. We do a food drive at the event. So you know that even though it's a gluttonous kind of indulgent experience, you're also helping feed hungry people in
Chicago. This thing sells out every year.
It has sold out. It has sold out, sells out many times.
Chicago loves its bacon.
We do love our bacon here. It's true.
How far away do people come for a Bacon Fest?
I have people that come in from San Francisco every year. I have people that come in from Texas every year. I think we've had a few international visitors as well, but people know that in Chicago we're going to do Bacon Fest right.
We have two pairs of VIP tickets to give away.
Yes, sir.
Two pairs to give away. 312-981-7200. Let's do caller 7 and 8, Ashley. And what do they get for VIP?
So VIP ticket holders get to go into Bacon Fest an hour before everybody else.
Eat all the bacon.
They get to get first crack at all the fresh bacon that all the chefs are preparing. And we're going to have some fun different pop-ups, too, that are VIP only at Bacon Fest. So we're working
on those. Do you have any other booths besides food, like an IV booth, if Dr. Jack wanted to show up?
We have a chiropractor that comes and does adjustments. We had a guy that came and did blood pressure checks as well. And people would come in and get blood pressure checked before and after. And then after, just to see what the impact of Bacon Fest was. But yeah, mostly it's bacon.
Mostly it's
chefs
bacon.
And drinks. And then people who make bacon. Newski's is there giving out slices. Bacon crafters. We had a guy that made kind of plastic bacon-shaped earrings that was there for a while.
Bacon crafters.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of bacon options.
And Dr. Jack, anything in moderation is fine, right?
Yes, I agree. I'm just wondering, do they have like a flight of bacon? You can try the different bacons.
Yeah, you just walk from table to table. Every chef has got different dishes, and then individual bacon makers will give you different samples of all their different bacons. So yeah. And just to be clear, there's no moderation at Bacon Fest.
You can do whatever you want.
I make no health commitments.
Seth is here from Bacon Fest. We're going to take a break. We'll get our two VIP winners coming up next. And Dr. Jack is still here. How am I doing with the IV? Are we almost done?
You're doing great. Yeah.
About 10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. IVMeChicago.com and Bacon Fest?
BaconFestChicago.com.
All right. This is nice. Got IVs and bacon happening today on New Year's Day. It's 720 WGN, but first, let's find out what's happening top of the hour, Dave. I like to dream. Yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud side, up in the night. Any place it goes is white. Goes far, lies near. 720 WGN. Happy New Year, everyone. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Seth is here from Bacon Fest. Dr. Jack is here from IV Me Clinic. We're giving away VIP tickets to Bacon Fest. And Steve Cochran back tomorrow. He's going to say to himself, what the heck just happened here?
It'd be sad to have missed me.
Yes. Let's go to... this is Colleen on line two. Colleen, congratulations. How are you?
I am so excited. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
So you love bacon. Colleen, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay, you love bacon?
I love bacon, and my sister loves bacon even more than me.
Well, people are very passionate about bacon. So, Seth, tell them the VIP tickets they get in an hour before the general public.
That's right. So, show up Friday, April 5th at 6 p.m. You'll be in Bacon Fest an hour before the general admission ticket holders, just you and maybe 100 of your closest bacon friends, with 50 chefs, dozens of cocktails, beers, and wines, bacon samples from Newski's and from all of our bacon vendors. You're going to be fun. Nice. Come and say hi to me. Look for Seth.
Thank you.
You're Colleen, welcome. Hold on. We'll grab your information. Let's get our next winner. Marilyn, congratulations. You are going to Bacon Fest.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. My daughter talks about this all the time.
Well, I'm glad our reputation has preceded us. This is great.
Are you going to bring your daughter?
No, unfortunately, she lives in New Mexico now, so I guess I'll have to bring my husband.
You can settle for him, but, you know.
Well, Marilyn, hold on. Thank you very much.
Maybe we could put together a bacon travel package.
We should put together a bacon travel. Excellent idea.
See? Look at you, idea, making it happen.
Yep.
I like it.
Appreciate that.
When you started Bacon Fest, did you call up Newski's and say, hey, we have this idea? Or did they come to you?
We started to sort of chat about bacon online on Twitter, and then one thing led to another. And we're like, hey, you know, maybe you'd like to give a bacon allowance to some Chicago chefs to work with. And so what they do is amazing, because they give... they'll basically ship each chef up to 50 pounds of Newski's bacon in a FedEx freezer pack a week and a half before the event so they can work with it. So, like, on the day that the bacon arrives, you get all these pictures on Instagram of the chefs opening up their coolers to their full slabs, like four full slabs of Newski's bacon. It's like bacon Christmas.
How did Newski's become so popular over the years?
You know,
I know if you have a good product, people will show up and they'll buy it.
Yeah, you know, I think during the kind of bacon boom years... The golden age of bacon, if you will, maybe 5-6 years ago, there was a lot of lists of bacon rankings, and like they always came in up high. So there was a period of time where people were really talking about it. It's one of very few craft artisan bacons that you can get basically all around the country.
Okay.
They keep up the quality, and they're have a very specific flavor profile. It's nice and strong salt, strong smoke. And it's a great story. It's a family smokehouse. Hundreds of years old.
Do you frown on turkey bacon?
Not only do I frown on turkey bacon, I condemn it. I would consign it to the garbage bin if it was my power to do so.
We have
if
regular like turkey bacon and turkey bacon in our refrigerator. We have both.
Pete, I'm disappointed, but I know that there's hope for you.
Thank you. I appreciate
turkey
that.
Bacon, the problem I have with turkey bacon is that turkey is fine, right?
Yep.
Why not? If you want turkey, you could just eat
just
turkey.
Just eat turkey.
You don't have
why to. Why do you have to have it in bacon?
Why you gotta dress it up as bacon?
You're right.
And you're just like, it looks like bacon, but it's not bacon. It doesn't taste like bacon.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
It's great to see you, man.
You too, Pete. Thanks for having
me.
And
the way that you contacted me, I wasn't even thinking. I posted a picture of myself wearing your Bacon Fest hat on Facebook. And you're like, Pete, you're wearing my hat. I'm like, Seth, I haven't talked to you in a while. Why don't you come on the show? When is Bacon Fest? You're like, April. This is how it all comes together.
Yeah, well, our Bacon Fest logo was one of the first things that we came up with that helped us out, which is the Chicago flag with the stars and the bars, but instead of blue stripes, it's bacon striations of fat and lean.
I love it.
So that's our Bacon Fest flag.
Beautiful.
BaconFestChicago.com. Seth, great to see you.
Thank you, Pete.
Dr. Jack, thank you very much. The IV bags are just about done.
They are. Thanks for having me on.
Cool.
IVMeChicago.com if people want more information, and it's just not for hangovers, and you also have hormone therapy people can check out online. And do just about anything.
All kinds of good stuff for wellness.
And you worked last night in Decatur, and now you're here today, so I appreciate that.
No problem.
Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.